Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Music with Maria Cuccia, author of His Name is Elijah.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile found...
When Maria and I talked about the music, we included a few pieces in the interview. This is a separate segment, and it includes several of her pieces, samples, from her website and from her YouTube channel. She plans to upload some more pieces from the album, Abduction, and create new pieces that she'll add eventually. For more information, MariaCuccia.com. Track number 7 on the album, Abduction, actually recorded in 1997. The lyrics that she chose to include, along with a helicopter background sounds, stand out. Control.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
That's flat out lied to us for 40 years or more. They've threatened people and intimidated people. They've spied on UFO groups, infiltrated UFO groups, spied on researchers, compiled dossiers. Their responses bordered on paranoia.
Again, Maria Cuccia, and this is from the album Abduction, recorded in 1997, the song Control, track number 7. Interesting the correlation there with the helicopters. This isn't an accident. And this stuff that she mentioned, that she alluded to on that album, is being verified now. The next song on the playlist from the album Abduction is a nod to Whitley Strieber.
Where were these images from? Reality? Imagination? Were they nothing more than my own frightened apotheosis of the visitors? Unfortunately, I could not know an answer to these questions. Thus, I was unable to put this particular fear to rest. But I was also unwilling to demean a relationship that was beginning to bear such marvelous fruit. I decided not only to live with my fear, but to plunge deeper, if I could, into the relationship. That seemed to me to be the only way to learn.
Track number 11 from the album Abduction, recorded in 1997, a sample. And this is, again, a piece that includes excerpts from Whitley Strieber's book, Transformation. And recently, he's actually updated the book, Transformation. Check it out. Maria's book, His Name is Elijah, is available on Amazon. Now we segue to the meditation pieces. Transitions. Maria says that music is for surrender. Again, transitions. And we're continuing. These are snippets of the meditation pieces. The entire piece is available on her website, also on her YouTube channel. She says this next piece is for release. It's called Timeless Breath. These are sample pieces from Maria's music available on her website, mariacuccia.com, and her YouTube channel. This next piece, also a meditation piece, is unique. It's a 5-minute meditation piece designed for focus.
Thank you.
Again, that piece is unique, available on her website, mariacuccia.com, or on her YouTube channel. She went public with her story in the mid-90s. It was life-changing. 1992, she was taken, abducted, shown a boy named Elijah. And non-human beings introduced her to Elijah. Her story is in her book, available on Amazon. But some of the things that she talks about are common to experiencers. The timing, no doubt this isn't a mistake. We did a previous interview, and that's also in the archives. Maria continues to connect with Elijah and actually says he's the inspiration for her music, and more music is coming right now. She's putting more tracks from the album Abduction, written in 1997. Available on her YouTube channel. She'll add some more tracks there. Just wanted to give you a sample and an idea of her work. For me, the meditation music really is effective. I love it. It feels electric. That was a real connection, feeling that electricity in my body as I listened to the music. You can follow up with Maria, mariacuccia.com, and the book on Amazon. His name is Elijah. And this final piece is a meditation for empowerment. Sands of Time, a music meditation for empowerment. Again, there's an electrical feeling or electrical charge that I get from listening to this music. It may or may not give you that same sensation, but when I first heard it, it was a charge, and it still is. So I wanted to give a little more attention to Maria's music so that you could understand what we were talking about. The helicopter sounds resonated for me too in connection with the ET experience. At least Maria and I had that in common. Again, the book, his name is Elijah, available on Amazon.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile found sometime.
Thanks for listening.